What you doing, Twin?
I'm working on a phoenix with some flowers.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
What is them? What's the names on your wrist?
What, these?
Oh my god.
You see my hearts? Thank you.
I'm trying to focus on the tattoo, but look at them things.
Is it that years, like, what is it, 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Old school twin tat. Mm-hmm.
Can you do it?
Oh, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I had to go double check.
I feel you. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get good at like blending colors and other colors?
Yeah, I kind of did it when I first started.
That's fine, cause like they, like the red going into the orange, going into the yellow, going into the black. It's just, it looks like a blend. It got a real deep blend.
It's cause I put the black on the tip, so it's like it makes the yellow look even brighter.
Mm-hmm.
The contrast.
And you can, and you just kind of see like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of see the gradients and separation and stuff.
Yeah. I see.
What you been up to today?
Working too.
Working, dealing with the people from the thing, the TV thing.
I already know they've been getting on your nerves.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you know what I mean, till things happen, but was there any positive updates or is it just Monday?
Monday. Zoom Monday.
But they was able to figure out Zoom.
Yeah. Monday.
By the time they figured it out, they was like, oh yeah, we got other stuff to do, but
yeah. That's cool.
At least you know they're actively
it's all good.
Trying to get it popping. It's just one of them things where you know how that works.
I know. You already know. Them team them how to move.
What you been up to, Josh?
Over here, be chilling.
You been working?
Been working, you did.
Josh been working, but
out to make a name for myself in these squeaks.
I hear you. You did anything spectacular today?
Spectacular?
Like any spectacular tattoos?
Oh.
Yeah.
This one behind the earpiece is a little turtle.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, mother-daughter tats. A little razzle dazzle out
here. I feel like
1,000. I can change your life. One piece at a time.
Talk that greatest to ever do it stuff, Jeff.
Where's the studio at tomorrow?
I'm trying to get the address right now. I think you may have already sent it.
Did you?
No, I said I think he may have already sent it to me. Is this your last tattoo for today?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't know where we was at. Big Nichelle in these studios. We never have this thing on, if anyone asks. It's just for decoration. We don't really have a light on very much.
I'm gonna do better.
Yeah, ain't nobody worried about that. So do you just kind of randomly pick where you start when it comes to like color?
No. What do you mean? Like where I want to start on the tap?
Yeah, because
you don't want to like do. You don't want to. Like, I did all my darks first
because
I opened up the pores.
Yeah.
So if I would have did all this yellow and orange, and then I would have tried to do a blue rose and wipe the blue into the open pores on the yellow, the tattoo could get kind of muted out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've done that before on accident, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was doing like a Jamaican flag on somebody and I did the yellow first before the black.
And you almost messed the yellow up.
Yeah. It took me twice as long because I had to be really careful. That was annoying. Is that 7 tomorrow, I think?
Yep.
That works. That will work for me. That does work.
The reason
that's weird, you kick her out talking about your baby mama, but then you take her as a baby mama and talk about her. That's backwards.
She's the first baby mama.
So, I mean, you're any baby mama, whatever number. Like,
right. And but
you kick her out for talking shit and then you talk shit right behind her.
Yeah, I can talk shit about my baby mother, you can't.
Not publicly, damn.
Well, right.
That's what I'm saying.
But no, that was his statement to her. I can talk shit about my baby mama. You can't. You see what I'm saying? That's what it was. It's not a...
You might have had them fighting. Like, they could have been fighting and doing that.
Nah, the original know what time it is. The Deuteronomy, she don't know...
Deuteronomy.
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
I don't even know who that is. That's his first baby mama name?
Nah, that's the new one. What is it?
I thought her name was Danielle.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Deuteronomy.
Yeah, Deuteronomy.
Hilarious.
Damn.
I called her dishwasher initially because I didn't know I didn't know how to pronounce her name. But
you're so stupid.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yes, she is a baby mama. So if I come at you wrong, it's not right. But I can come at you wrong. You don't know this woman. You haven't been through no experiences with this woman to talk negatively about her, so get out of my house. Like, we could be beefing all day. If you say something about me, that's one thing. If somebody else says something about me, you're checking that immediately. You see what I'm saying? You could be like, yeah, my little brother's crazy as hell, this, this, and that. But then if some random person, hey, your little brother crazy as hell, you talking to? Who is you talking about? You see what I'm saying? So it's a thing of he may have been talking to what is it, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like Delilah or something like that. But yeah, he probably had said some negative things about his baby mother to her, or may have like talked about her in the past, and she felt emboldened to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine she went too far.
But to get on camera, it's weird.
Well, no, I'm not saying that that was right. The only reason getting on the camera was right was if she had actually hit him prior.
Right.
Which apparently she had like pushed on him and stuff.
Right.
So him getting on camera, that's one thing. But everything else is straight emotion, straight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't necessarily just expect people to be in their feelings but then act right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm mad. I might not do the most politically correct thing while I'm upset.
But don't she get the same right? I'm mad. Might not say the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want about me.
Mm-hmm.
Not about somebody that's not here to defend themselves, one, and you don't have experiences with, two.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he cared that much.
Even if he don't, it's the, we can't prove that that's not the reason, but it's a justified reason. Is the only unfortunate part, because it's like if he went that hard because he says something, because Danny says something about his baby mother, either what she said was ridiculous, like completely out of bounds, wild, uncalled for, or he still has a real soft spot for his baby mama, so any disrespect he's not going to tolerate. his first baby mama?
I don't know. I feel like he don't care.
I mean, you gotta care a little bit to kick somebody out over the words.
I don't know.
I don't think it was right. It was right for him. He had every right to kick her out, but he wasn't right. You know, he was within his right, but it wasn't a good way to handle the situation. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's why I can't nobody kick me out of nothing.
What bothers me is the fact that her brother
tried to make it about him.
Yeah, he said he wanted to fight the baby for $200,000. Like, the fact that you mentioned money lets me know that you're not really upset about your sister.
No, I don't know.
Because if I had a problem with the baby,
I'm not fighting you for money. I'm beating you up.
Yeah, I'm trying to find you and I'm coming to see you.
Exactly. That's what I was like,
bro,
we do not care. We do not know you.
The hard-headed heroine.
What?
You're the hard-headed heroine.
Like it.
Wait, is heroin like actor where you have to just say hero now? Like, is,
I don't know, I thought heroin was a drug.
The female version of a hero is a heroine.
Yeah. A heroine?
Yeah, it's a heroine, yeah.
I thought it was drugs.
It is.
Heroin is a drug. Heroin.
Yeah.
I was like, oh cool. I thought I kinda liked the drug reference.
Cool. Yeah. But yeah, actresses don't like being called actresses no more. They want to be called actors too. So I didn't know if like Wonder Woman, like,
oh really,
put in her petition.
Now we all getting drafted. What? All,
oh yeah, y'all didn't hear? Yeah, they're drafting women now.
That's so crazy.
Is it?
There was a big huge petition that women should be treated as equal as men in the military.
Yes, they wanted to be. The funniest thing is, men didn't do this. Women actively was like, we should be a part of the draft.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Yeah.
It was women in the military that were pushing and petitioning for equal treatment.
Yes.
Because women were upset they couldn't be in Ranger school. They were upset they couldn't be Marines and Navy SEALs.
I do.
Some women are tougher than men when it comes to some of that stuff.
But they said psychologically men don't want to see a woman get killed. Like, it's harder for them.
Yes, this is the thing. Which makes it harder. That's why, that's one of the reasons why they didn't want women in. And two, it's a situation of
Who gonna keep the kids?
Well, that and sometimes missions are months long. And like cycles and shit like that.
That's what I thought.
It's a lot of extra that goes into it, but women's like, we got it.
Yeah. I ain't got it. I'm not going. Yeah.
But so now there's a draft. Well, I mean, there's not going to be a
don't
draft.
Don't say that.
I mean, there's not going to be a draft until there's another war, but now there's women can be in the next draft.
Yeah. There's going to be certain requirements, certain stipulations, but they can still be drafted.
Yeah, you can't be pregnant, can't be a single mother, can't be, and then those are the two that are for women, and then the rest of them are like the same rules that are for men. You can't be the only child, you can't be the youngest child, and stuff like that. So if it's a bunch of women out here with no kids, and they yeah, and
damn,
and they have a and they have a and they're the oldest sibling, they're just gonna go. They're just gonna get drafted.
I'm never getting married. That would stress me out.
All right,
y'all are kind of making, I can't breathe.
Oh, my bad, I'm recording.
Yeah. I get anxiety.
Nah, it makes sense. You got to invest in me one of those long, elongated camera pole things so I can sit down on the other side and still be all behind your shoulder.
Just take a step back, though. Sorry, I know I'm weird.
You are good.
I'm
going to learn. I'm gonna learn your routine so that way I can do my job while you're doing yours.
My heart start racing. I'm like, I can't breathe.
Okay. She was like, there's people around me. I know them, but they're crowding me.
A little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Was the colors chosen by you, Twin?
It's a phoenix, yeah.
Well, I mean for like the flowers and stuff.
Kinda, we both kinda agreed. That's what I'm saying. Move, motherfucker.
I didn't even know I was that close to you. You got smacked in the head.
Yeah.
You probably deserved it. What you been doing? Been acting up, that's why.
No, I haven't talked to him. I'm
What?
He's
blocked. Then I apologize completely for that light pop to the head.
Yeah. I haven't talked to him. I don't want to talk to him.
Josh, I accidentally hit your boss in the head.
He did, what an ass.
But he's fighting things? I mean, I don't know how
he's fighting.
I would hope. See, there we go. There we go, Josh. Immediate violence.
Usually that'll be the thing, you know, they got to catch some hands for, but it's your brother, so I mean.
Right,
what you supposed to do? I think this will fall into that category of like
things in
you can talk about it, but I can't talk about it.
Things on the camera are closer than they appear. I'm thinking I'm far enough away. Whole time I'm zoomed in, I am right behind her. Like, she leans back, pow, right in the back of my head.
Hold your ass back the fuck up.
Okay. I don't even want to deal with that. Twin got them hands. Well, see, a lot of women fighting involves pulling hair, so Twin got an advantage already.
These locks and shit, huh?
They gonna go to pull something. Twin is gonna straight weave that.
Just catch it straight.
Yeah. You're catching straight paws. She light-handed up until it's time to swing on something.
That's a bar.
That is a bar. I'm glad we have it recorded, so neither one of us has to stop to write it down. I need Drake to get another beef.
Why does beef suck?
His beef suck, but the music that he makes around the time of his beefs are really good.
True.
Nothing was the same as one of his best albums. And you know why it was so good? Because he was competing with Kendrick Lamar at the time for the best rapper alive title.
Right. You need to go back to the 90s and get some rap from there.
That's my favorite. If you want to go back to a time of rap,
before you were born, dude.
Right. My father was pumping Big Pun and Big L into my crib. Literally, like not even a joke. I knew who Big Pun was before I knew who my first grade teacher was. If we're gonna be 1,000 about it,
damn.
I could tell you more Big Pun songs than I can tell you teachers I've had in life. Like, I was one of the weird people that liked the locks, but actually listened to Sheik Looch because I was a child. I didn't know that he wasn't as good as everybody else.
No, but we should know who he
was. Yeah, what you mean Sheik Looch is the GOAT? When I say that to my New York friends, they get upset. They're like, he's not the GOAT, actually. He's actually the worst of the three.
At least you can say you know who he was.
Exactly. It was always a debate for years up until, you know, Jadakiss kind of transcended. It was like, who's the best in the lock? Styles P or Jadakiss? Nobody ever says Sheik Looch.
ATM did.
Thank you.
Only because he didn't know any better.
Right, I didn't know any better. When I meet Sheik Looch, I'm going to be like, dog, did you know you was my favorite? He's going to be like, you're the first person to ever tell me that. Oh,
man.
It's so messed up. I love you, Sheik Looch. You're my favorite still.
Oh, somebody.
I told him to send a picture to her.
You don't know who's talking?
I'd be forgetting it every time.
Hold on, I ain't got no case on
it. Gotcha.
Why, are you trying to look at the cuteness of your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't say MC Hammer
because
that'd be fucking hilarious.
Wow. Apparently, MC Hammer is a real street nigga. I didn't know that.
I heard that shit too.
Yeah, apparently, Redman had a story about it. I guess Redman had a bar that was about MC Hammer. I guess he was, you know, saying that I don't want to go broke like MC Hammer thing, right?
And then MC Hammer,
MC Hammer, they had like 40 dudes with him. And pressed Redman and was like, I don't appreciate this. He was like, my bad, OG. I didn't know you was rocking like this. Yeah, apparently MC Hammer is really plugged in the streets.
You got them goons.
I can see that.
Well, I mean, he bought 500 people lives, which is one of the reasons he did end up going broke. They better be his friends.
He bought what?
He was funding people's lives.
Oh, man. That's dumb.
Like, you know how people be like, yeah, I'm going to buy my mama a house?
Yeah.
He was buying his second cousin a house. Yeah.
Kind of like no ice, but
well, see, the thing is, it was worse. It wasn't even that he was spending money faster than he could make. His family was spending money faster than he could make it for them.
Yeah.
Like, if he was just spending money for him, I don't think there would have been any way he could have spent all the money that he made. MC Hammer was one of the biggest rappers in the world at the time. Actually, I'm lying. He was the biggest rapper in the world at the time of his height.
Best dancer, too.
Yeah. How many rappers you know had their own cartoon? There was a MC Hammer cartoon. It's not his voice. It's called the MC Hammer cartoon, where he hammer dances and saves children and has a lesson at the end of every episode. I swear to God. Like,
you can still find it online.
You can still watch the MC Hammer show to this day. It's not a good show. But how rich do you have to be to get your own? It's one thing to get a sitcom.
Animated series rich.
Bro, they drew you? Because this was before CGI. They didn't put him in the mocap. They drew him every day.
Like the Andre 3000 show.
Thank you.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, it takes.
Ooh,
yeah, you. Yeah, he had to. It didn't just take him. It was about him and about 50 other people that he went broke. And no way he would have did all that by himself. Looks wild.
He held it even keel. That's all he did.
He did what?
He kept Capital California even keel.
Yeah, he didn't do any. He didn't mess it up.
I'm
not gonna lie.
I kind of miss Trump.
Trump did nothing.
Trump kept running the country as a business. And he kept it as a business.
Thank you.
I mean, he was kind of racist and shitty, but like at least
as a person, he's a shitty person. Yeah. But as he ran the company, he ran the country as a business and kept it as a business. So I miss as a business.
Yeah.
Biden's fucking shit up left and right.
I mean, it's funny because people be like, "Man, America isn't a business." And then the moment that it's run like a business, man, America's running good right now.
Yeah, we're doing great.
And guess what? Trump's out, Biden's in, everything's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, see, the issue is...
I didn't know that was
going to
happen.
This is,
a lot of people did.
This is.
Oh, we're not going to raise taxes on people who make over $400,000.
It's just a situation of, if you drove past the restaurant and it says, we sell shit sandwiches for $40, but when you went in the restaurant, these were the best sandwiches you've ever eaten in your life. You still are going in a building inside a business called shit sandwiches. And that's what America was under Trump. It tasted good, but it's called a shit sandwich. And it looks like one every time you look at it. And that's the representation that Trump gave America. Yes, he did good things, but he made...
He kind of made us look bad.
Yeah, the perception he made America look bad. And a lot of times, we forget that America is a vanity country. We are a country big on entertainment. We are a country big on image. We're a country big on fashion. So a situation like a president making us look bad.
Oh, so you took the wool off everybody's eyes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The sad part is people didn't want the world to realize that Trump is more like what America is than what we want them to
think. and he comes by and, oh, we're not going to raise taxes on anybody. Guess what we just did?
The worst part is Trump is...
Welcome to the inflation and raising taxes on people at 25%. Now it's going on 30.
And they're going to 40%. And they're going to blame it on the stimulus so that way they can give a reason to never give another one when inflation would have happened without it.
Oh, it contributed hugely to...
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, but now they can be like, okay, if there's another major disaster, well, y'all see what happened the last stimulus, we're never giving another one. Whole time, had they done it properly, it would have made it a little bit easier.
If they hadn't extended and did what they did, people would actually be back to work. It wouldn't be so bad.
This is true. They made it really hard on people to want to go back to work. If you tell me, yeah, $950...
Plus all the rental assistance, plus everything else they tacked onto it, plus everything else. So
there's a lot of people that's just like, man, what is work? Yeah, exactly. I got money.
There's 20 million jobs available out there right now that no one is taking and working.
Yeah, this is the most you will see now hiring signs ever.
And people expect to be paid for shit that they don't need to be paid for. Like, my son works as a cashier at a grocery store making $12 an hour.
How?
Welcome to the age where people think they should make more than they really should. Flipping burgers, it's a minimum wage job, but they're being paid more than minimum wage because people are demanding it that they should pay more. In the world. Welcome to the world of inflation and people expecting to be handed things without silver platter, without things being earned.
This is one thing that I've also started to realize. The generation above kind of me, Twin, and Josh's, it's twofold. It's either they're doing great or they're still fighting for the jobs that we are looking for. So in generations prior, it would always kind of seem as though the generation would all kind of get pay raises and upgrades at the same time to make way for the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, right around the 80s, the war and the crack era and stuff like that, it seemed as though there was a generation that was lacking behind. And now that they're catching up as we are supposed to be taking the spots that they're supposed to be giving up.
So the wages that they're expecting to earn now, that they expect, you know, the $20 an hour that you guys are supposed to be getting.
Yeah, it's like...
You guys are not going to get now because the people who are in high school or graduating high school are expected to get that.
They want that too.
Yep.
So it's like... Now it's three generations competing for one position.
Exactly.
When all three of them are supposed to be in three different spots.
Mm-hmm.
As a teenager, you're supposed to be making the minimum wage to $10.
Exactly.
And then as a 40-year-old, you're supposed to be making the $40, the $50, the I'm in my career field money.
Right, and you're supposed to have your master's degree because you earned it and you go into that field.
Exactly. So it's a bunch of 40-year-olds and a bunch of 15-year-olds that's like, well, I want $30 an hour. I want $25 an hour.
Right.
And it's the people 25. It's like, well, I'm 25 years old. I'm supposed to be making the 25. You
right.
Know,
I've got my bachelor's degree. I'm working for my master's or whatever it is.
I'm supposed to have enough money now to sustain my life while finishing school. And then when I leave school, I can get the real job.
Yep.
It's rough out here.
Yeah.
And then COVID makes everybody think that, oh, well, I could die doing my job, so I should get paid more.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's possible. That a kid can make $60,000 on YouTube for playing video games because there is a wage gap, so not every child will be able to play that video game, but every child has access to YouTube. So if I can't
play...
Yeah, so if I can't play...
Like, seriously.
Yeah, so if I can't play the new Call of Duty, I'm going to watch this guy who's really great at Call of Duty play, and it's going to feel like I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
Or... If it's a story mode on the game, and I would have never got to play the story mode on my own, I can now get to see somebody play the story mode. I can see how it ends. I can talk to my friends about it. I can pretend like I played the game even though I didn't.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, I can't afford to have a PS5 and an Xbox One X and a Nintendo Switch. But this kid can.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to watch all of the games. It's kind of sad, but that's the same reason car YouTubes and car pages are so prominent. people know they're never gonna, there's a good chance they may never see a Lambo in person unless it drives past them, let alone touch one. But if I go to YouTube, I get to watch somebody drive it, watch how the interior work, look at the engine.
Live vicariously through the screen.
Mm-hmm. Only if you can afford to have a phone that has internet.
Yeah.
But the things are going to go, no one's going to afford to have phones because the phones are going to be $2,000.
Yeah, phones are getting more expensive as well.
Yes. Yeah. Just going to get an Android.
It's going to get worse and worse. Just getting an Android. Before Trump left office, guess what we were? We were oil independent. We were shipping oil out.
Yeah.
We were energy independent. We were shipping it out. We are no longer that. We are trying to get OPEC.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of...
You're so fucked.
The liberal agenda is to be seen as something, whereas the Republican agenda, the conservative agenda is more to do things,
yep.
No matter how it's perceived. But see, that's something that there's a slippery slope to both sides, because if you don't care how you're perceived, then if you're perceived as untrustworthy and you don't care, you can't wonder why people don't trust you. If you're perceived as racist, if you're perceived as a bigoted country, no matter what you try to do, if other countries are like, well, that they got a bigot there, then I'm not gonna mess with them. But when it comes to the liberal agenda, being seen as something doesn't mean you are something. Being perceived as something doesn't mean you are something. You can be perceived as having money. You can be perceived as having money and not have any money. You can be perceived as being strong and not actually be strong. You can have a lot of muscles, but you may just have cosmetic muscles. And if they're like, okay, I need you to lift this refrigerator, they don't know what to do. They're not strong enough for it.
We are so being walked over now.
Yes. One thing about Trump, he was not respected, which is a bad thing. But he was feared, which is a good thing. Biden isn't respected or feared.
Nope. And he's a puppet. He's being used.
And it's very obvious that he's... I don't know what the age disparity is between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
2 years. Two years.
Who's older?
Biden is.
Joe Biden looks 14 years older than Donald Trump.
Trump was so full of energy. He was go, go, go.
And of course he looked in. I'm not saying that Trump looked like a young man at all. Of course he looked like an old guy. But he was up active. He was moving. People always make fun of Trump about not moving his neck. Does Joe Biden move his face?
Wow.
And the people were complaining that he couldn't keep up with Trump.
He talks, Joe Biden talks like a literal puppet. Like his jaw isn't attached to the rest of his head.
Yep.
And his mouth just moves up and down. It looks like the rest of his face is like literally trying to stay alive every time he talks. And it's rough. It's like he's laboring. And you can tell. And that's why a lot of people were worried that this is just a ploy to get Kamala Harris in the office.
Kamala's useless too.
I mean, I agree. Yeah. But they feel as though, I don't like Kamala because she lied.
No, she lies all
over there. And people hated me when I said this. At least Trump is overt racism. He's overt bigotry. He's overt misogyny. He's overt negativity. So if you don't like it, at least you can make that decision for yourself.
Just because you don't like somebody as a person doesn't mean his actions speak louder than his words.
Now, what I don't like is the fact that Kamala Harris tried to use the black card.
Okay.
She used the HBCU card.
Mm-hmm.
She used the sorority card. She used every card she could to get the minority vote just to then not be worried about minorities afterwards.
Yeah, my thing is, to me, actions speak louder than words. Someone can talk a whole bunch of shit out of your ass, but actions speak louder.
Thank you. And even though Trump did terrible things and he is a terrible motherfucker, terrible dude, he's the first one to be like, hey, this is who I am.
Yep.
If you don't like it.
He didn't hide who he was.
Thank you. Yeah. And
he was so transparent and what you can see right through him.
And honestly, that's why Hillary Clinton didn't win. Because we knew Trump was bad. We didn't know how bad Hillary was, so we were scared to vote for her. I ended up not voting because of that. I was literally too scared to vote for Hillary, and I couldn't bring myself to vote for Donald Trump. So, yeah, I couldn't bring myself to be like, I'm going to vote for him. But I'm looking at the ballot, and I'm like, if I put this woman on this ballot, and she sells us to Czechoslovakia. Yeah, like Hillary Clinton, it just seemed like the moment she became president, we're like a part of Japan. You see, you have no clue what she was on. Like, we might wake up one day in America, like, is on Mars. You had no clue with Hillary.
Was she really who she was?
You had no clue who she was. The email thing is where she lost.
Because you knew what she did as Secretary of State, so you knew what the
big dog. Yeah, like big dog. How you got 30,000 emails that we can't find that you just tried to delete? Yeah. 30,000.
Damn,
her issue with Benghazi, all the people, yeah.
Yeah, 30,000 emails.
Yeah. She destroyed off servers?
Yeah, she may have potentially caused the lives of like 18 military servicemen in a raid that wasn't supposed to go down because of something that had to involve terror, and it ended up not being terror, and ended up being something based on oil. So if it came out that Hillary Clinton and her constituents was the reason that this happened, it would ruin her political career. So 30,000 emails were deleted and could not be retrieved, even though you can retrieve emails from anybody else through Google, even after they're deleted. So how we couldn't find them emails, Hillary? You want to be our president? We don't know.
And she's behind the whole Russian scandal, too.
What you mean? She was also behind the whole war on... The war on super criminals.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yes, she is the reason. She is the modern reason why cops are trained to profile. Oh. Yes, it's called super. It's called the super criminal initiative, and it has a lot to do with like drugs. And of course, what do you think gets hit for drugs the most? Minorities. So the whole super criminal thing was a war against minorities, Hispanics and Black people, and it made drug crimes even more. You see what I'm saying? Punishable. So people was getting life sentences for drugs, nonviolent drug offenses.
Oh, and Trump came in and reformed all that.
Yes, Trump is one of the reasons why some of these states are legalizing what they legalize it. Even though he was one of the people that was like, I don't really care or support, he then walked that back when he was trying to get the Black vote and trying to get the minority vote. That's one thing he at least is going. If you going to pander through legislation. Don't pander through wording. Kamala Harris is talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to reform. We're going to drop college debt. Then they didn't drop college debt. See, at least Trump is like, okay, I'm trying to get the Black vote. Black people, what do you want?
Right.
Do you think Kodak Black and Lil Wayne would be out of jail?
No. But...
Thank you. He did that because he wanted the Black vote.
We also knew that stuff changed need to happen, though, too. We saw both sides.
Well, Lil Wayne is one thing. Kodak Black is kind of a criminal. Like, he kind of...
He's definitely a criminal.
Yeah, he kind of...
But he was also seeing both sides. He knew that non-violent stuff needed to be changed.
Yeah, he freed a lot of people that wasn't them two rich guys that actually mattered.
Yeah.
But one thing he did do, he did free a Russian political prisoner. Mm-hmm. Which I did not love that. But you remember there was a point where people was like, yeah, Donald Trump is going to sell America to Russia. He wasn't really in...
No, he beat up Russia.
Yeah, he wasn't really in office long enough for any of that. I do believe that he used Russia to help rig the election.
Yeah.
I don't know if he won.
There was no proof of all that.
Of course, I don't believe he won. But then again, the more I think about Hillary Clinton, the more it's like...
It's all her doing it.
That is the ultimate fumble the bag How do you lose to Donald Trump? And that's before he did the stuff in office where you could at least make him kinda all right. This was just grab him by the box, Donald Trump. You know, this was before any of the good stuff. This was before the pardoning Lil Wayne, the pardoning Kodak Black. And she lost herself. She would have lost to anybody. Soon as that email stuff came out and she had no answers and she went on the Breakfast Club and pulled hot sauce out of her purse.
No, she did not.
I swear to God she did. I can pull that video up. She did that. She literally went.
Wait, who did this?
Hillary Clinton.
What the fuck?
She pulled hot sauce out of her purse.
I swear to God, she's like lost her mental.
But that's because Beyonce had a bar in her song about having hot sauce in her purse or something like that. So then Hillary Clinton went on the Breakfast Club to pander to all of them black people.
She thought that would have been.
And pulled hot sauce out of her purse and didn't have an answer to where them emails was at. So you got hot sauce in your purse, but you don't got emails in your Gmail? All right. Sure. All right, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Hillary should have won. But she fumbled the bag.
She seemed kind of mean, though.
Does Hillary Clinton seem like the type of woman you want to be around, like hang out,
no,
have a drink with?
Yeah.
No.
Like, I don't want her to be.
She's probably, she's still married to Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, Bill be cheating.
Bill's cheating, been cheating all her marriage. He's probably Chelsea's even theirs.
Well, I mean, Hillary can't leave because think about how that would look for their political career. How you supposed to keep a country and you can't keep a dude? Why do you think Bill ain't leave? That's why it hit him. That's why him having the affair hit him so bad. Because no matter how much we want it to be, America is foundation. It's ground. The cement that holds it together is Christianity.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said the cement.
The cement.
I was
what? The foundation of our country is family, is God, family.
And money.
And Jesus.
So it's a situation where it's like, okay, so you're telling me you can run a whole free world, but you don't have enough self-control to keep it in your pants, big dog? We finna get you out of office. So think about if Hillary is like, I'm just not strong enough. I can't keep my man. I'm gonna go find another one? How do you upgrade from Bill Clinton the president?
True. It's true.
Is she a political powerhouse without Bill? No. She probably would have been successful, obviously, because you got to do something to get to the first lady spot. But that's the same thing with Michelle Obama. She would have just been dope. She would have just been amazing, you know? But
Michelle Obama's cool.
She wouldn't have been no president. She wouldn't have been giving advice on a free world without Barack. That's like when there's the first lady president. And Hillary Clinton, she wouldn't even felt like the first lady president because you cheated. Your nigga was already the president. Like, you got grandfathered into, like, presidency. Like, mm-hmm. You ain't come from the ground up and grind. Like, your dude did all that work. 90% of her policies is just his policies. Just 2020. Or, well, it was 2016 at the time.
Yeah.
So, like, how you giving the 2016 version of 1994 politics? You ain't no damn president. You are a president's wife.
Damn, ATM.
Why do you think, like, that's why I would be upset if Michelle ran for president?
I think Nikki Haley would probably do well.
Yeah. That'd be fire. Yeah. I actually had a lot of faith in Kamala Harris until I realized that she was, like, a complete monster. And she's, like, actually the opposite of good to black people.
If she can't handle her shit that she's on her plate now, I don't think she can handle her shit if she's president.
She had too many goddamn scandals as a prosecutor.
That too. I don't know.
Her whole district had a whole bunch of weird drug offenses where people wasn't supposed to be going to jail and getting really long jail sentences. And when she was a judge, she was so strict, making sure black people was just getting locked up.
I don't know why they insist on her being on the ticket. Just because she was black and...
Yeah, and she's not even all the way black. She's like Indian.
Yeah,
she's like black and like Indian, like Indian.
Oh, I don't know. Really?
Yeah, she's not like even Native American. She is black and Indian.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she doesn't have one fully black parent. Both of her parents are mixed.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, she's not... She used the black part of her to get votes, just like she used the fact that she went to a HBCU and was in a sorority, but she went to like the whitest HBCU possible. She ain't going like Southern.
Where'd she go?
I gotta remember. When she told me to school, look what you mean. There's black people there? Yeah, Kamala's big cap. Kamala's a liar, and Joe Biden is literally, I don't know if he's actually alive. I think they may have, like, you watch Naruto, I think they may have, like, reanimated his body.
And are using
some type of jutsu to keep him walking around. Like, I don't know if he's a person for real.
He's definitely 100% puppet, that's for him.
I mean, think about it, like, we all have seen old people that look like they just, like they're, like, just existing.
Okay.
They didn't pass away 3 years ago. They just waiting for their body to do it. That's Joe Biden, and he's running our country.
Wow.
Sometimes he can't keep his mouth closed.
He be saying some weird shit.
No, not even talking about that. Like, he literally has to hold his mouth open because he's too old and he can't hold his jaw up.
Aww. He shit his pants when he was in Europe.
Thank you.
What?
He literally shit his pants when he was in Europe.
When was this?
Recently. Yeah. Since his presidency.
When he was in.
Did he have, like, would he eat some bad tacos?
No, he's old and he couldn't go to the bathroom.
Incontinent.
That's embarrassing.
Y'all didn't see the presidential debate where Donald Trump was the only person standing up because Joe Biden literally could not stand on his own 2 feet? Jesus. And he's out. There should be an age cap on the president.
They didn't do the cognitive test with him at all. Nah, they skipped all that.
There needs to be an age cap
on the presidency. It needs to be a cognitive test for you to go.
Thank you.
Physical test.
Yeah.
Physical,
mental. Yeah. If you can't legally drive a car, you can't be the president. Joe Biden, if he wasn't the president, he wouldn't be able to drive.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like almost 80. He wouldn't legally be able to drive. He couldn't motor skills.
Trump can. You see him in his little golf cart driving, yeah. Playing golf. Yeah.
Trump's still riding around.
Oh yeah.
No, that was. You remember they was talking about impeaching and all this other craziness. They just let him leave. Like, they could have like tried to impeach him, but that would involve him being the president for longer.
Right.
So they was like, okay, we're gonna see if he wins. If he wins, we're going to keep the investigation going.
Which is dumb, there's nothing to investigate.
Thank you. If he loses, it's a situation where...
All the lawsuits that they kept filing, everything else, they're losing. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, because Donald Trump, he's a rich dude first and a president second, and they tried to get him something legally involving money. Whether he did it or he didn't do it, which he probably did it because he's rich and rich people do this type of stuff.
But none of it he did was illegal, though.
Yeah, you gotta catch him. Like, they thinking he evading taxes and stuff like that. You gotta prove that.
Yeah.
You know? And am I gonna put it past him that he evaded some taxes? Of course not. Donald Trump looked like the type of guy that evaded some taxes.
You know, but he knows the tax back years ago, there's certain taxes.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Elon Musk ain't paying no taxes either, probably. And I bet you he ain't getting caught either.
Yeah.
Because rich people know what they're doing.
They know the tax loopholes and tax laws and everything else each year that they change every year. They know what to do, how to handle it.
I think about Hillary fumbling that bag at least once a month. Well, like, how you lose to Donald Trump, dog?
She was never supposed to be in office. She was supposed to be president.
Wow.